It's a new study looking at tattoo removal processes and how they can move to a pain-free model. My guest is Dr. Sheldon Joseph. We're calling him Dr. Sheldon. He's a U of T instructor and co-founder and director at X-Tatin. Dr. Sheldon, welcome to the Nightside.
Hello, Richard. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. So tell me a little bit about why it's so painful to have a tattoo removed. I mean, it's painful to get them, so I guess it makes sense it's painful to have them removed, but what's the process?
Okay, great. Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to Danielle Iverson, for the publicist, for getting us on the show. I think you know her.
I do know her.
I wanted to express thank you to her. And also, I wanted to say that, you know, the first thing that's important is the state-of-the-art that's in tattoo removal right now, the state-of-the-art for that industry is the laser.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, lasers are improving, no doubt, but still there is some pain involved in the process, because the lasers, what they do is they would literally put energy into an ink particle, and an ink particle, especially if it's engulfed by a cell in the skin, and that ink particle will start to vibrate and heat up.
Mm.
And the end of the story is that particle will actually explode.
Wow. There
will be actually burns that can happen in the skin, etc. So that's why pain can happen, because the nerves are being activated.
And are these little explosions that are happening, is that, that's under the skin?
Correct. That's in the layer called the dermis, just below the epidermis.
And am I also correct in saying that once you have that process done, that the tattoo, to my estimation, never completely goes away? It almost looks like there's a shadow there or something like that. Is that correct?
Yes. Usually there's a shadow. That sometimes they call it hyperpigmentation or hypopigmentation, because that can happen because there's another pigment in your skin.
Right.
It's called melanin. So therefore, if you actually were to destroy some of the melanin and some of the melanocytes that are in the cells, they may actually disappear as well. That's one thing. And secondly, there's some scar tissue that may form, which scar tissue is usually lighter in color than other types of tissue.
And what is your study looking at? How are you going to make this a painful or a painless process?
Well, we're hoping to go into the skin and pull out the cells instead of destroying the ink particles, instead of using, lasers may be used, but it would be a very limited amount of laser used if we use it at all. But the concept here is that we can try to target those tattooed cells and try to pull them up and out of the skin.
And what phase are you at right now in the study? Is it theoretical now, or have you actually gone beyond the idea?
Good. Yes, we have done a phase one pilot. We have three parts to our pilot program, and we've done the phase one pilot, and the phase one pilot has indeed showed some, I would say, proof of concept.
Yep.
So X-Tatin is basically at the first phase of our three-parter, and we're at that phase where we are saying, look, we have found an event in live human tissue, okay, that we can actually use and characterize and try to see if we can actually pull those particular cell types out of the skin.
I'm speaking with Dr. Sheldon, U of T instructor and co-founder and director of X-Tatin. So if this all plays out and this happens, this is a big business, isn't it? I had no idea what a large style business tattoo removal was.
Definitely. Well, first of all, you know, it's a big business for the tattoo industry, the tattoo removal industry, and it's also a big business if you do a new type of methodology, a new modality for removing tattoos as well. This is what we're researching. So we are a research company, and we're at the first stages and moving forward into that. And we're going to have a lot of informational sessions coming up and seminars coming up to discuss a little more detail about what we're doing. And we're doing some fundraising as we speak to move on to the next phase. But what's wonderful about what we're doing is that the actual industry is growing, number one. And secondly, we have done what is called a 20/20 kind of a concept. 20% of people, all right, in, let's say, OECD countries, mm-hmm. developed countries, are tattooed. And of those people who are tattooed, 20% of them want the tattoos to be removed. So that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people. I've been looking at your bio here. It says that you're an entrepreneurial scientist. So you are looking at creating something new, creating a new method here. But this is very much driven by business as well.
Correct, correct. I like to say that I'm an applied scientist. So I love academia. Yes, I'm out of academia. And I love that you can create information and find information and discover information for the sake of discovery. But we want to discover information that was gonna, that's going to be intellectual property, you know, mm-hmm. property, valuable information that we can use in business. And that's what we'll, you know, that's the direction that we're going right now.
And the last question I have to ask, do you have any tattoos?
I personally do not have any tattoos myself. Good question. No.
Perhaps you could get one and then later remove it.
That might not be my own guinea pig. Yes, I agree with that.
That's right. Dr. Sheldon, thanks so much for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much for your time, really.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I've been speaking with Dr. Sheldon Joseph. We call him Dr. Sheldon, U of T instructor and co-founder, director of X Tatin, talking about painless ways to remove tattoos.